Okay, so following the Rambam's presentation of Minim, which has to do with a person who makes some categorical error regarding the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Rambam's presentation of Apikorsim, a person who's essentially Mevaze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, denigrates God by saying that God lacks knowledge of the world, or God is incapable of communicating with the world, Nevua, or communicating with the world at the highest level, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So then there's a person who attacks, you know, the revealed will of God, HaKofer BaTorah. And this too breaks down into different components. Again, an attack on the substance of Torah itself, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. Machish Magideha, we talked about, right? The sort of the ambassadors of Torah, walking Sifrei Torah, if you will. And then, you know, we talked about that final category about, you know, people who, you know, claim that, you know, it was once true, but now it's been replaced. And that's the natural segue point to Mumar Ledavar Echad. So the Rambam writes here, Shnaim Hem HaMumarim Yisrael, Mumar Levera Achas, V'amumar L'chol HaTorah Kula. So Mumar Levera Achas is going to be very strikingly parallel, really, to Hechlif Mitzvah Zo B'Mitzvah Acheres, the idea that the mitzvah literally ceases to exist. So Mumar Levera Achas, Zeh Shehichzik Atzma L'Asos Osa Avera B'Zadon, V'hurgal v'nisparsim ba, more than that in a second, afilu haisa min akalos. And it's not a chamuros, and we're not talking about something that his misas bezdin or kares, etc. The kalos as defined by the Rambam in Hochos Tshuva itself. Kigon shehochzak tami lo bo shatnes, could be, you know, lav sheish bo malkos, so lahakif peya v'nimsa kilu b'teila mitzvah zo min ha'olam, it's low, right, regarding this individual. Hareza mumar lo so davar v'hu, so again, the Rambam here is working off of Gemara in Avodah Zarah, as well as the Gemara in Chulin. When the Gemara talks about a mumar there, again it says who sheyas elahaches, and there's a bit of a machlokas here in Rach and Ravina. The Kesef Mishnah talks about this, that you know, lahaches is already not bikores, according to one view. The other view is that lahaches is a subcategory of mumar. Napikoros always has to do with, you know, Avodah Zarah of one kind or another. That's, you know, part of what we have already discussed so far in this perek. So the point of the Rambam here, in terms of a mumar, we're not even talking about, you know, Leteyavon, a person who's an Avaryan, but this is a mumar lahach, is a person who's making an antagonistic religious statement. And the antagonistic religious statement itself only qualifies the person as a mumar. In other words, it only creates a chalos begavra. It's insufficient for it to be simply shayas elahachis, but it has to be beyond that. And as the Rambam says, it's nisparsim ba. So this person is such a habitual and recidivate offender that not only is he doing it in public, he doesn't say bifarhesya, but he says v'nisparsim ba. That is to say that, you know, doing this avera is just associated with that person. There's people can't even think about shatnez without thinking, oh, that person doesn't, you know, acknowledge shatnez. This person can't think about, you know, baltakif lahakif peha without thinking about that person. So that person becomes a kind of a walking assault on, you know, this mitzvah. That's part of the segue here between the third category of Kofir Batorah and the first category of Mumar, Hechlof Mitzvah Zo, the Mitzvah Acheres. So the point is, it's not enough just for a person to be antagonistically, you know, religiously positioned and to do it a particular Avera coming from that place, which itself is not a good thing. But that wouldn't, according to the Rambam, make a person a Mumar, even La Avera Achas. That wouldn't qualify. Shiyasa lahachis. It has to be, again, hurgal. It has to be habitual and recidivit. But that, too, isn't really enough. It's v'nisparsim ba. Right? So that this person, you know, is known as an activist against this mitzvah. And so, you know, there are plenty of people who are lahachis, but they don't have any affiliation with a particular mitzvah. There are plenty of people who are lahachis and, you know, who are hurgal in a particular mitzvah, but it doesn't rise to the level of nisparsim ba, right? That this is, you know, something that's inextricably linked with their persona. So the Rambam has set a very high standard here, and for a very good reason, because this is a chalos, you know, begavra. And that gavra then, you know, becomes a threat to the integrity of tariq mitzvos. V'nimsa ki'ilu b'teilem mitzvos omina olam etzlo. Everybody recognizes that it's idiosyncratic to this person, but right, that doesn't make it any better because we have a situation where, you know, there's an assault, you know, on one mitzvah. And this has to be understood in context. I mean, the Rambam in Yisod HaTorah, when he talks about Sha'as HaShmad, so he talks about not just the Vatal Dasam, but he talks about the mitzvah min ha-mitzvah. So there's an assault on even one mitzvah, so that should trigger Yehareg Val Yavor. So the Chalos Begavra here is created by a full-on assault, defined by Lahachis, defined by, obviously, Bezadon, defined by Hurgal, but I think most importantly, even is Parsim Ba, that this person, you know, is inextricably linked and identified with the assault on this particular mitzvah.